broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia. It's time for KidBiz Radio.
KidBiz Radio creates conversations about the power of entrepreneurship and the positive impact that journey can have on kids.
For more information, go to KidBizExpo.com. Now, here's your hosts.
And thank you for joining us here at The Green at KidBiz Expo 2023 here in Woodstock, Georgia. And we have another entrepreneur in our booth, and I'm so excited to chat with you. Her name is McKenna McMillan. That's such a fun name to say. And your company is called Beauty Cycle.
Yes, it is.
Can you tell me about your company?
Beauty Cycle is a body scrub business where I make body scrubs homemade, no toxic chemicals at all. And I also sell lemonade. Homemade strawberry lemonade also, and I made sure that like everything has the correct amount to make sure everything is exactly right for everyone, to make sure it's of everyone's liking. I have a bunch of different scents also.
So how did you come up with this business?
When I was younger, I always wanted to do a lemonade stand, so I started selling lemonade, and I wanted this to become something more. So then I started thinking, what's some issues in the world that need to be solved? And people are always talking about how their skin is dry. So I was like, maybe I can make body scrubs. And then I just started making them. And then I started selling. And yeah, that's basically how this business started.
How did you come up with the formula?
The formula, my mom made body scrubs for herself and our family, because some of us have dry skin.
Yes.
So she came up with some body scrub ideas, and that's another reason why I started this business.
So it came out of something that you personally had. That's awesome. So all right, so the ingredients that you're using, like you were saying, you have to be very specific about the kinds of ingredients. Where do you get your ingredients?
I get them from any kind of grocery store. Like, you can find it literally anywhere.
And non-toxic.
Yes, I made sure it's non-toxic.
That's a big, big deal. Okay, is this your first time here at KidBiz Expo?
Yes, it actually is.
Oh, how's it going? How do you like it?
It's actually going really good. I've made a lot of sales. Everyone here is so nice. Like,
it's
they were
true.
So welcoming.
It's true. It's something that some of the other business owners are talking about how nice it is to meet other children or young people who are working really hard to get their businesses going, and that everyone's so supportive. What is it like to be a small business owner for you? Like, does this something you think about every day?
For me, Beauty Cycle is something that I enjoy doing. I enjoy this a whole lot. So I like make body scrubs about every day.
Wow.
So it's really fun. And like being a small business owner, I want it to stay small. Maybe I can open my small little office or something, but I want it to stay small. I don't want it all big. So yeah.
You know, what's interesting is a lot of people have these big, big dreams, which is great. But your big dream is to keep it manageable for yourself, which makes sense. I get why. Do you have an online presence yet or anything like that?
Yes, I have an online website.
Okay, what's your website?
My website is beautycycle@yahoo.square.com.
Oh, wow. Awesome. So what is your best seller that you have?
My best seller is going to be Lavender Sky and peppermint.
So what is something surprising to you about being a business owner?
Something surprising is with selling the body scrubs, you don't get as much money as you think you're gonna get, because you have to buy products. So with me, I get 35% of every single thing I sell. So I get 35%, and the rest of it goes to buying things for the business, and then the rest of the money I keep for myself.
Well, that's so smart. And we talk about this with small business owners, even adults, you know, what it's like to look at the profit and loss and what you're gaining and where the smartest way is to put your money, right? So when you're talking about like really quality ingredients, I'm sure they're more expensive than just something cheap that you could have bought to make a nice body scrub. But that's important, right? That's your calling card for your business.
Yeah.
What would you say that you've learned the biggest lesson about?
My biggest lesson doing this business is that sometimes it doesn't matter if you get ignored. Some people may not like it, but what you have to do is you have to stay on the positive side. Keep thinking positive. Never think negative about your business, because that's just going to bring you down, and you want to stay up, because then that's going to make selling these fun for you.
What's your biggest lesson that you would want to tell someone? If they're considering opening their own little business?
That you should just keep your hopes high. you should always think about what can happen in the future and never think about anything negative. Stay true to yourself and just make sure that you're like happy all the time. Try to do something that you feel good about. Do anything that you'd want to. Don't do what other people are telling you to do. Do what you think, because the only opinion that matters is yours.
What good advice. And balance, right? I was talking to someone else about how hard it is to have a business and be in school. I know it's summertime right now, but are you finding it tough to balance that out, or is it all okay?
So I was in sixth grade last year, so it was going good then because my friends, they're really supportive, so they would buy from me, and I'm hoping for the same next year. Well, this year, because I am going to a different kind of school, so I'm hoping for the best. And to try to balance it out, it's a little bit hard because I have work I have to do when I get home. I have a lot of homework, and I have multiple classes.
Yeah.
So I have to make sure, like, I keep my brain focused on school first, and then if I have extra time, then I can work on my business.
So if someone wanted to find you, they can go onto your website, right?
Yep, and they can also email me with my Yahoo, beautycycle@yahoo.com.
Perfect. First of all, your name is amazing. I can see it on a billboard somewhere. Like, I could just see you growing and growing and exactly the way you want it to be. So what's exciting is you can put it online and it can be all over the world and you don't even have to leave your house.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for coming on the show. And I really appreciate your time. And I can't wait to see where you go.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.